Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, a new project from TUS Athlone is giving individuals with dementia the chance to hit the dance floor to help improve cognitive functions like attention and concentration. The twice weekly Cayley dance classes are open to all comers, but follows research looking at the preferred exercise method for people with dementia. We're joined now by Dr. Fiona Skelly, who's lecturer in physical activity and exercise science at TUS Athlone. Dr. Skelly, you're very welcome.
Hi Cormac, thanks so much for having me.
I love the idea of this project, I must say. Tell me more.
Yeah, so this is a project that we're running in TUS in Athlone as part of a PhD project. And as you said, the main aim of the programme is to investigate the impact of a dance class, specifically Cayley dancing. And we cater for people living with dementia and their care partners, but it is open to kind of anyone.
Okay. And what is the impact, I wonder?
So the research today shows that obviously exercise, we know, is really beneficial for your health. And dance in particular can also help impact your health because of, I suppose, the social interaction, the coordination, the concentration. And for people with living with dementia, they can be really important aspects to their overall quality of life.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're mainly focused on dance.
It strikes me as a person who used to teach Cayley dancing in summer colleges without knowing the dances really himself. But that it'd be far more taxing on people who have dementia than disco dance, where everything goes. You have to remember the steps and when to move across, when to slide and so on. Like there's a pattern to it that could be missed if you're not fully functioning cognitively, let's say.
Well, the class has been running. We run it twice a week in Athlone at the minute for the last couple of months, and it's been going really well. And the participants that are attending are getting on amazing.
Really?
From what we've observed, a lot of the people are somewhat familiar or maybe even like highly familiar with Cayley dancing already. Mm-hmm. So they do, I suppose, have some familiarity with the dances.
And there's a social aspect as well, as you say. That's hugely important, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, so obviously all the dances and Cayley dancing is tailored towards partnered dance, which is a really important aspect of our project because it allows the person who's living with or diagnosed with dementia to take part in like a fun activity and an exercise session with someone who's generally their care partner.
Okay.
And we found that we're actually researching the impact on the people with dementia, but also researching the impact on the care partners that attend with them. They
okay.
both attend together.
This is fascinating. Can you tell me the science briefly? What's happening in a Cayley dance in particular that helps people with dementia?
Well, I suppose it's the repetitiveness nature of the steps. Like it is aerobic fitness type exercise that like any kind of Cayley dance, you're kind of constantly moving. There's coordination, which we believe and we're researching whether that will affect like balance and gait and that kind of stuff. And then the cognitive element as well is important, that we do believe that this form of dance, and not we're using Cayley because it's familiar to our culture.
Yeah.
But any kind of dance can have that like impact on brain function and things like that.
Okay. Well, it's absolutely fascinating. I know you have two classes a week in Athlone, but you're starting one in Mullingar in May and you're looking for dancers.
Yes. Yeah. We're trying to just promote this program because we can see how well it's going. And if anyone's interested in getting involved, I could share some contact details.
Go on.
If you're local to Athlone or Mullingar, we'd love for you to be involved. So you can reach me directly by email. And my email is fiona.skelly@tus.ie. And you can also, the lead researcher on this project, her name is Niamh Kelly, and you can reach her by phone. So I can just give her a number if that's okay.
Okay. Well, do you know what? Before you give her a number, I think we'll put them up actually on our put the details that people can contact up on our social media, and that'd be a lot easier, I think, for people to remember.
Yes.
Just to go there. But look, dancers in Mullingar, you're being, I never thought I'd be organising a Ceilidh dance again on Radio 1, but there you go. Dr. Fiona Skelly, or should I say Fiona.Skelly at TUS at Lone, thank you very much indeed for joining us, and the best of luck with the Ceilidh, and best of luck to all the dancers with dementia, and I hope it really, really benefits all who partake in that. Anyway, we'll leave that there. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, Fiona.